Joyce not here. Maybe Ingby can help use the mic. Those who don't have the Anandagiri chanting book, you just listen, then develop the understanding. Those who have, you can turn to page 9, the older version. The new version is, I don't know what page. 20. The new version is 20. Okay, let us start the evening chanting. And as you chant, we will also develop the respect for the Buddha Dharma and the Sangha. Okay, ready? Those who have the book, you can together chant. To the Blessed One, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One, your bow. The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows.
He, the Blessed One, is indeed the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One.
He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the Accomplished One, the Knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of God and human. He is awake and holy. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one,
endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus.
I bow
my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors,
the Buddha,
who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings.
As the first object of recollection,
I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestow blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
Okay, bow. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint. The Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and truth, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revert the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and mind.
And in devotion,
I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma, and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
Bow. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action that I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, who has practiced with integrity. This is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciple. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha. Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble being, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue, I revere the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity. The Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer,
it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate the body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by His power, may all obstacles be overcome. Power. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there will be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, we will do the closing homage. We will chant the Thai tradition. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhamman namami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakasango sanghang namami. Okay. Okay, you're supposed to do your sitting meditation, huh? So we save about 15 minutes, huh? Just nice. So you do your meditation until 7:45, huh? Oh, 40 minutes, huh? 7:30. Oh, okay. Can, just nice. At 7:45, I will ring the bell. Then we have more time for Q&A. Okay, so sitting meditation followed by daily mindfulness training. We are bowing, walking, standing, in contemplation, etc. Whatever that bring about mindfulness, you just do. Okay, you can sit, you sit. Otherwise, you can walk. Bow and contemplate. Try to endure a bit. If you endure with faith, with patience, then whatever obstacle you can overcome, just like what we chant just now. Our evening chanting is very good. Because this evening chanting, we put at the end there, but the utterance of this truth, because we say, for us, there is no other refuge except the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. They are our excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may we grow in the Master's way, means the cultivation. Then, by our devotion to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, and the blessings of this cultivation and practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. And this will help you overcome all your obstacles. May it be karmic obstacle or whatever obstacle. Okay? Yeah. So you can start your meditation. I will help you to off the light.